You have a big meeting down there with community and business folks to do some strategizing about Fort Leonard Wood. Explain to me what the problem is that you folks are trying to confront and deal with.
We know that the Department of Defense is going to cut the Army's budget, and we know that the very large Fort Leonard Wood organization here has the great likelihood of being affected again in those future budget cuts. In response to that, we've organized a group called the Sustainable Ozarks Partnership that's focusing on trying to improve the quality of life and access to services in the Fort County area around Fort Leonard Wood, and also to act as a voice on behalf of Fort Leonard Wood in efforts to try to convince the Army that Fort Leonard Wood should not be cut. We know that the Army budget is definitely going to go down, and because of lack of funding at the federal level, we know that that has to happen. But our opinion is that Fort Leonard Wood is a good place for the Army to do business, and we want to try to make sure that we put forward a good case.
Well, are you playing defense, or is there an offensive part of your scheme?
We're both defensive and offensive in our approach. Defensive, we know that we have to respond to new Army decisions for realigning its forces. As an example, back in June, the Army announced that it was going to reduce 885 positions at Fort Leonard Wood, as well as many others around the Army as it reduced the in-strength. We put together good presentations, and we think some good facts and figures and some good reasons why the Army should not make very large cuts at Fort Leonard Wood. And we think that that actually had some impact on the final decision. We're also putting forward a longer-range, more strategic kind of offensive effort to make sure that we can improve the conditions in this four-county region and access to services and the quality of life in four counties such that the Army will value it. And we believe that that will have a good impact going forward on the Army's decision-making.
Are all of these 885 positions civilian jobs?
The 885 positions that will be cut over the next 2 years are mainly uniformed positions. They're actually members of the military itself and not civilians. Those 885 are involved in units that are deployable, that is, FORSCOM units that are military police and engineer units that can be deployed into a foreign theater. And in fact, all of them have been deployed to Afghanistan and to Iraq previously. So most of the cuts will actually fall in that area.
Well, the fact that it's uniformed people rather than civilian folks who live in the area, does that soften the blow economically to these four county area?
The blow in the four county area because of the 885 position cuts at Fort Leonard Wood will be severe. These are soldiers who have families who live in the area, who do business in the area, and as a result, the impact would be very similar as if a community lost a manufacturing operation with 885 employees. Very, very similar kind of impact. These soldiers and their families are typically here for a relatively long period of time, and definitely the cuts will hurt.
Congressman Skelton, of course, spent several years increasing the opportunities for various services at Fort Leonard Wood. Has that put Fort Leonard Wood in any kind of a better position than many other military bases are during these cutbacks?
It's no doubt that the work of Congressman Ike Skelton and Senator Kit Bond and other members of the congressional delegation benefited Fort Leonard Wood. Definitely, many of the facilities and the missions that exist here now would not have actually been here without our good congressional leadership. We know that our members of Congress now, Congresswoman Hartzler and our two senators, Senator Blunt, Senator McCaskill, are working very hard on behalf of Fort Leonard Wood. But we also know that the environment is very different. There were ways that the Congress could get things done in the past that really don't exist now. And as a result, most of our appeals actually go to the Army itself and trying to make a good case as to the value of Fort Leonard Wood, the value of the region, the good quality of life and the environment here, and access to services, low-cost environment, reducing cost for things like utility and other kinds of services really means a whole lot to the Army these days. And we're trying to make a good case along those lines.
What kind of economic development do you have going on in those four counties that would enable people who lose their jobs with the uniformed services to stay there and find non-military positions?
Fort Leonard Wood is the biggest business in four counties. It's the biggest business in the Ozarks and one of the largest in the state of Missouri. If Fort Leonard Wood were a single business, it would be about the fifth largest employer in the state of Missouri. I think most people around Missouri just don't know that. We think that we need to be making the case that the loss of employment, the loss of spending, the loss of Department of Defense and Army investments at Fort Leonard Wood will not only have an impact on this four-county region, but also the entire state of Missouri. We know that the jobs here that are cut, if they are cut in the future, will be difficult in this region to replace. It is the Ozarks, and we have some manufacturing jobs at Rolla and in Lebanon, not very far away. In general, employment is hard to find, and we think that a good portion of the people who will lose their jobs if future decisions are made will actually have to leave the region, which would be a bad thing for our state.
We know that the shape of the military is going to be changing as we continue to pull further and further back from the Middle East, and our role as combat figures in those regions is going to change. It is only natural that you can expect more cutbacks at Fort Leonard Wood, just as a matter of course of things. Is it a case of knowing that things are going to happen and just being able to get the best out of this that you can?
The leaders in this region, in the Sustainable Ozarks region around Fort Leonard Wood, understand very clearly that the federal budget is going to be cut and that spending on the military is going to go down. We're realists. We understand what has to happen. However, having said that, we need to be able to make a case that the Army gets very good outcomes from what it does at Fort Leonard Wood, and that the major schools that are here, the military police, the Army engineers, and the chemical, biological, and radiological specialists who are trained here actually are doing the kinds of work that our country will need during times between conflicts, between foreign conflicts. We need to do things like protect our homeland. We need to concentrate on being very good at the kinds of things that they do here, like eliminating weapons of mass destruction. The anti-WMD office is actually located at Fort Leonard Wood. So we need to be, as a region, in partnership with the Army here locally, making a good case that for cost reasons, for quality of life reasons, for effectiveness reasons, and also for the kinds of skills taught at Fort Leonard Wood, all of those things really do argue in the direction of Fort Leonard Wood being spared the kinds of cuts that may happen. Again, we know that the military spending has to go down. We would prefer that it happen elsewhere around the country, and we think we can make a good case as to why that should occur.
The fort has all of these specialized schools and specialized training opportunities, but I think it might still be seen in the minds of many people as having a core purpose of being a basic training base. As the Army reshifts priorities and makes some changes, do you see any possibilities that Fort Leonard Wood as a basic training base would see some changes that you folks need to be protecting against or for?
There are four installations around the Army where basic training occurs currently, including Fort Leonard Wood. Fort Leonard Wood and Fort Jackson, South Carolina, are the two major installations where basic trainees actually get their entry training into the Army. While those installations do a good job now of training, we know that there's going to be questions asked over the next few years. Do we need to have four different installations giving basic training services? I think the answer to that question is probably no. And we know that basic training will be, as a function at Fort Leonard Wood and the other places, looked at very closely as budget cutters look for places to save money. So we are very focused on making sure that we make a good case that Fort Leonard Wood is a high-quality place for the Army to do its basic training. Basic training is only one of many different functions at Fort Leonard Wood, and I know a lot of people around our state think of Fort Leonard Wood as only basic training. But the majority of what happens here is actually higher levels of training, professional military education in engineering, military police, and CBRN specialties, as well as the Army's truck driving school that is open by the way and teaches truck driving to members of the Air Force and Marine Corps, and a number of other smaller schools that actually are very important to our nation. So we need to make the point that that the unique installation we have here at Fort Leonard Wood is valuable to the nation, and that we think that value should rise above considerations of major budget cuts.
Okay, we've gone through the first round where instead of 3,900 positions, they only are going to eliminate 885. Is there, at this point that you can see, any kind of an immediate threat to Fort Leonard Wood, or is that still something that is in the mill that you're going to have to deal with later on?
We think there's an immediate threat to Fort Leonard Wood. We know that on the 1st of October of 2013, the fiscal 2014 budget year begins, and the law requires the military to put in place another sequestration cut of more than $50 billion. The last sequestration during the current year has meant delaying weapon system purchases, actually canceling some systems, and also a one-day-a-week furlough for all civilian military employees in the Army, as well as other services in the Department of Defense. I think most people in the private sector understand very well that some sacrifices need to be made during tough budget times. I don't think there's any question about that. And most members of the military agree with that as well. But at some point along the line, we start to damage the readiness of our military to defend our country. And I think most most observers believe that that could happen at some point in the future if the budget cuts continue. So what we're looking forward to is more budget cutting in fiscal 14 just because of sequestration. And that's going to be on top of whatever kinds of cuts come along as a part of the regular budget process. The outlook is not very rosy.
Have the one-day furloughs had an impact down there yet?
When you take 20% of the workforce out of the normal work week, and you can't get a hold of them to work with them, or your relationship or your process with them is delayed because of the furlough, it just makes life more difficult. Our organization actually works at Fort Leonard Wood on a day-to-day basis, and we find it to be very difficult to carry on some of our normal activities because of the furlough. It is what it is. I know most of the civilian employees here accept it as needing to be the case to balance the budget, but it is having an impact.